Update: Returning Officer Jesse Sopko announced late on December 14 that a recount of the DIV 6 by-election had been requested under Sect. 98 of the Local Authorities Election Act. The recount was held at 8:30 a.m. December 15. On December 15, Sopko said the recount had confirmed the original results of the Division 6 by-election, and that Jason Berry had been declared elected. Berry was to be sworn in at 1 p.m. December 17. Jason Berry has become Sturgeon County's newest councillor in a tie vote decided by drawing names from a metaphorical hat. Berry was declared the winner of the 2021 Division 6 by-election in Sturgeon County late on December 13 after election officials executed a legally mandated tie-breaking procedure. When all the ballots were counted, election officials found that Berry and Marty DeRuin had tied with 66 votes apiece, explained returning officer Jesse Sopko. In accordance with Section 99 of the Local Authorities Election Act, Sopko wrote Berry's and DeRuin's names on opposite halves of an 8.5 by 11 inches piece of paper, cut the paper into equal halves, folded them, placed them in a receptacle, and directed Deputy Returning Officer Diane Mason to pick a half at random. Berry's name was picked, so he was declared to have one more vote than DeRuin. Reached by phone Monday night, Berry said he was ecstatic to learn he had won, as he had been running for office since last March. "I knew it was going to be close," he said of the vote, due to low voter turnout and the number of candidates. "I didn't think it was going to be this close." DeRuin said he was amazed by Monday's result, and was not sure if he would seek a recount. According to Section 103 of the Local Authorities Election Act, anyone who was eligible to vote in the Division 6 by-election can apply for a judicial recount of the results within 19 days of the vote by filing an affidavit in provincial court that alleges reasonable grounds for the belief that votes were not properly counted. Applicants must also make a $300 deposit. Sopko said Monday's by-election results would become official at noon December 17. Berry was to be sworn in as councillor at a council meeting held shortly thereafter. Chris Hewson placed third in the by-election with 53 votes. Ron Stark came last with 48. Some 233 people voted in the by-election, for a voter turnout of 10.2%. Detailed by-election results are available at sturgeoncounty.ca/election. Shaw seeks NDP nod. Berry replaces former Division 6 councillor Karen Shaw, who did not seek re-election in October. In an interview December 13, Shaw said she made that decision because she wanted to run for provincial office. She announced that she was seeking the Alberta NDP's nomination in the riding of Morinville Street. Albert earlier on December 13. Premier Jason Kenney's budgets and botched pandemic response have cost many Albertans their lives and livelihoods, she said in a press release. "We need much better representation at the provincial level." An active volunteer and farmer who raises Simmental X Angus cattle near Redwater, Shaw said her 14 years on county council proved that she is committed to public service. "The community needs a representative with compassion, experience, and a commitment to focusing on improving the lives of residents and business owners," she said in an interview. "I've been the voice of residents for Sturgeon County and I think I can make a positive difference at the provincial level." Shaw said she is excited about Alberta's future, and believes NDP leader Rachel Notley is the only person capable of leading the province. "She believes in the people and believes in doing the right thing." Shaw is the first of what could be many confirmed candidates running for the NDP nomination in Morinville Street. Albert, which does not currently have a nominee, said St. Albert NDP MLA Marie Renault. Once riding officials set a date for a nomination contest, local party members will get to vote for a candidate to run in the next provincial election. Morinville Street. Albert covers Morinville, Bon Accord, Legal, Gibbons, Redwater, the east half of Sturgeon County, and the northeast end of St. Albert. It is currently represented by UCP MLA Dale Nally.